There are things that get said every budget season in Concord. Things like, no plan is perfect, all budgets contain pain, and...
This was an effort to look under every cushion on the sofa for, as they say, loose change.
That's House Finance Chairman Neil Kirk. Over the past few weeks, Kirk has reversed course on several big budget ideas. A proposed gas tax hike, a $26 million trim to education stabilization grants, as well as a promise not to tap dedicated funds. But his hardest choice, Kirk told colleagues, was to support emptying the state's rainy day fund.
I do this as a last possible option when the greater good demands it. And I do it very reluctantly, and I do it with the intention of reversing that before this bill comes back to the House in June.
Other changes adopted via floor amendment include a $7.5 million reduction in special education money. Another $4 million was pulled from the overtime budget of the Department of Corrections. $2 million more came from cutting nurses at New Hampshire Hospital. Democrats like Dan Eaton of Stoddard derided these ideas as short-sighted.
The amendment before us will, in fact, jeopardize inmates and staff at the state prison and patients and staff at the New Hampshire State Hospital.
The House backed that amendment on a near party line vote. It later rejected, more narrowly, an effort by Democrats to add funding for Health and Human Services. Democrat Marjorie Smith, a former chair of the Finance Committee, warned colleagues, this budget may serve the political needs of the majority, but it ill serves the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, someday we have to pay the piper. We have a pot, and we turn off any spigots of money coming into that pot. And then we set out to turn one of us against our neighbor.
But lawmakers did open one new spigot, backing allowing keno in bars and restaurants in towns where voters approve. The electronic lottery game could net the state $9 million a year. While there is broad agreement that money could come in handy for most Republicans, passing a budget without new revenue, at least new revenue from higher taxes and fees, was the main thing. And when the voting was done, both wings of the House GOP seemed to be feeling good. Here's House Majority Leader Jack Flanagan.
All Republicans came together, as the votes reflect. This was not a split Republican caucus.
And here's Steve Stepanek, deputy leader of the so-called House Republican Majority Caucus, led by former Speaker Bill O'Brien.
We came together as a team. We reached out to Speaker Jasper and his team, and we worked together tirelessly to create a good Republican budget going forward.
The budget now moves to the state Senate. Leaders there say they're glad the House passed on a spending plan and look forward to diving into the details of the proposal and also to restoring the rainy day fund. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.